Yeah, and you know, fear and excitement, they're like 1 degree. And think of it, we'll go pay for roller coasters, scary movies, haunted houses, right?
Yeah, 50 miles an hour.
We'll play jokes on people, yeah, right? And the paradox, it's always a paradox. The paradox about humans is if we're not evolving and growing, if we have no challenge, we get depressed and interrupt. But we're programmed to not trust change. But if we don't have change, we don't feel fulfilled. You never feel fulfilled unless you come through a challenge. So last week, was it Tuesday? It was such awesome tapping. I got to find out where that tap is because I really want it. It was about what if you embrace the struggle? Let me see if I can remember. It was either tapping or channeling. It was that the people that we admire most, if anybody wants to look at this, the people in the Olympics, the athletes, book authors, movie producers, big political and historical life-changing people, great philosophers, all of that, the people we admire have always gone through outrageous challenge, but we're not that impressed, right? Every charismatic teacher has some sad story. And I remember my 24-year-old coming to me and saying, Mom, all the leaders and speakers have a really bad, hard story, and I don't have one. And I'm like, guess what, honey? That is your story, because you're not paying that. And that will be a blessing to many people who aren't today. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new step of human consciousness is, can you be the one choosing your challenges? Now, of course you can if you're an athlete, or you're growing a business, or you're raising a family, you choose those things. But can you reach a stage of life where you're already very competent in all those arenas? Can you choose to grow out of curiosity, the luxury, and the privilege of time? Because the truth is, everybody in this room, and probably everybody listening to this audio, you're probably at a space where you're living better than you ever imagined, and you really trust yourself to get wherever you're going. So can you up-level at one, and really be the one choosing? So this is the new level of awakening. Not to feel imprisoned by health, not to feel, I gotta go do this. Hey, I get to do this. I'm choosing this, which is totally different than the way mass consciousness experiences life, right? There's lots of things we feel like we kind of had to do. And what if you're past that stage? Then you gotta learn a new way of choosing. Right? Because today for women, it's not about have to. We don't have to dress any special way at any certain age. That wasn't true just 25 years ago. Right? We can do anything today. We can move, we can go to school, we can open a business, we can divorce, we can be gay and married, we can be bi, we can be creative, we can be a hermit, we can be a survivalist, we can be a teacher. I mean, we really are living in a whole different paradigm where we're unlimited in choice, and yet we haven't caught our personalities, our ego, up to what that means to be fulfilled. Does that make sense? And so my suggestion, my advice if you want to take it, is start really focusing on what does that mean to be me when there's no criteria or boundary. We don't have boundaries, it's freaky. It's really freaky, isn't it? It's like, I don't even know if I could screw up. I could break a man-made law. But other than breaking a man-made law, is there anything I could do wrong? Isn't that wild? We could shave our head and half a society would be okay with it. That wouldn't be true 20 years ago. We could get tattoos, nose jewelry, whatever we want. We could be homeless, we could live in a van. Do you think there's like hundreds of thousands of people who live in vans and they shower at gyms and they have memberships all over the country and they're happy doing that and they have a whole blog and Facebook page and that's how they live. And because of banking, it's like no big deal. They just don't have a house. Is that bizarre? It's like anything goes today. So have you ever stopped to ask yourself, in this new way of life, have I ever defined what I want? Pretty interesting, isn't it?